save your tools and peace. On Hit 92.9.
Oh, man, my heart's beating at a million miles an hour at the moment. So I don't know if you're just tuning in for the first time, haven't heard this or seen this news pop out. We found out 2 days ago, and then yesterday morning it was announced in a press release. That's media. That's just how it happens. That the Xavier Jules and Pete show will be coming to an end at the end of this year. In fact, in a little bit over a week. So next Friday. As part of that, Hit 92.9 will be no more as well and will become Triple M 92.9 in 2021.
And the Hit brand will live on, but it'll be Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber on Hit. So
on Mix.
Yep.
So essentially what's happening, and let us explain, Southern Cross Austereo, which is the parent company that owns this radio station, and also owns 94.5 upstairs at Mix, owns the Triple M network, and they own the Hit network, and they've aligned but flipped our stations. Yep. So Mix 94.5 will be on the Hit network,
yep,
and 92.9 will go to Triple M.
Triple M.
And we won't be a part of it.
No, we won't, and it's disappointing, and I've absolutely loved working with you two along the journey. We've had so many laughs and so much fun. We've become really good friends, and I know that not all breakfast shows are friends. They often don't like each other, and I can truly say that we've become really, really close best mates, and it's unfortunate we will not be working together anymore, but that's a friendship that we will have for much longer than a radio show. So as disappointing and as sad as it is that, we've been not renewed, it's more than that for me. I'm really grateful to have had the friendship that I have with you two.
Yeah, 100%. I'm so grateful to be able to have spent, you know, the last year and a bit to wake up and work with you guys every morning, and especially, you know, our whole team. You know, I mean, it's not just us three. We do have a producing team that, bring us all together, which has been amazing. I couldn't have asked for, you know, two better people to work with. I'm 100% grateful for the opportunity that I was given at the start of the year, or, you know, last year, to fill in and then to come on full time with you guys. It was an absolute dream come true. Do not regret any second. And it's just been incredible. I've just fallen so in love with Perth as well too. And, I just want to take this time to not only thank you guys and our whole Hit 92.9 team, but to all of our listeners that have shared their stories. They've made us laugh. They've made us cry. We've gone through so many emotions. I mean, Xavier and I fight every day, but, you know, we love each other. You two
I'm still yet to win one either.
You two, I call you guys my brothers. You know, I've got one that, you know, I always did describe my relationship with Zave as that, you know, I wouldn't let him borrow my phone charger, but I would give him one of my kidneys, you know, and that's just the kind of love that I have, you know, for X. And for you, Pep, mate, I just, you know, being away from my family and friends, and being over here but doing something I love, you know, you always made me feel, and like this goes for you too, X, but Pep, like, you know, you've always just made me feel loved and that I was needed and wanted here. So for that, you know, yeah, I thank you both. I didn't want to cry, but, you know, I'm just sad that we're not going to be together next year, but, you know, all good things must come to an end, hey? And, you know, we'll still remain friends. It's sad that we won't be able to share our stories and laughter and life with Perth anymore together, but... it is what it is. And, I just want to say thank you to everyone.
Radio stations rarely get things right. It's very hard to bring three people together. And when they do bring three people together and strangers, like people that, you know, I've never met each other before, have hardly worked together before, and they throw them into a room and they see each other and spend, you know, more time together than we spend with our own families.
It's like an arranged marriage. They just go, oh, we're going to pick you, and you, we're going to put you together.
and they keep their fingers crossed, and they hoped that, you know, that little spark called chemistry fires. Somehow we hit the jackpot in here, which I think is the hardest It's the hardest thing to come to terms with.
Yeah.
So I've been on the air for 17 years. And I've been a part of my fair share of shows, and I've been a part of the ones that are bloody hard to get up in the morning and do. And this has been anything but, because it's been just such an honour to come in here and have a front row seat to what our listeners get to hear every day.
Yeah, yeah.
To actually see you two and spend some time with you two every morning, and just three mates, just having a good laugh and shit talking, and being able to share that with Perth every day as well. And yeah, you guys have really become family. And to be able to extend that out, not just the three of us and get lucky that way, but our entire team as well, like this whole group, that's something really special. So to have to say goodbye to it is bloody hard. It's harder when it's not your decision. But as you said, Jules, it is what it is. And that's radio, that's media, that's entertainment. And you got to cop it on the chin and move forward. So all I can say is forget what may have been, but thanks for 12 months of just incredible memories and great fun and good laughs and a lot of love, guys. Thanks. For you listening, thank you so much. Thanks for being a part of our show. Thanks for all of your support over the last 24 hours, ever since the announcement came out, the release and everything. We've just been inundated with messages of support and love and thanks and all of that sort of stuff. But without you, it just it doesn't make it worth it. So thank you so much. Anything else?
I was just really hoping we play Watermelon Sugar Eye just to get me right through this part now, and we can roll into that and just really top me off. No, well spoken, Pete. And, you know, we obviously love the people of Perth and the listeners and that sort of stuff. So,
and I hear, Xavier, you're going to give us a hug.
Either of you.
For 12 months, Xavier has refused to hug either of us.
And we're in the middle of a pandemic.
No, mate.
Social distancing is vitally important, and Watermelon Sugar.
I guarantee you I'll be getting a bloody hug off you.
All right. 13 away from 8, here's Harry Styles.
No! Get it off! I'm not even lasting.
On Hit 92.9.